This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Russian forces pounded Ukrainian cities with artillery and cruise missiles on Saturday for a third day running. But a defiant President Volodymyr Zelensky said the capital, Kyiv, remained in Ukrainian hands. As hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians fled westward toward the European Union, top security official and ex-president of Russia, Dmitry Medvedev, said Moscow's military operations would be waged relentlessly until their goals were achieved. Ukrainian ambassador to the United States, Oksana Markarova, said Saturday that dozens of private homes in the Donetsk and Sumy regions of eastern Ukraine have been destroyed by Russian shelling. She told reporters that increasing numbers of people have lost their homes in the past day. She said Russian troops also continue to attack civilian and military infrastructure in Kyiv and in the northeastern city of Kharkiv. Markarova called the crisis a major humanitarian catastrophe in the center of Europe and said tens of thousands of people have fled.
We need everything now because this is the moment when we have to mobilize all the resources and all the support in order to not only stop Putin, but also save every life that we can save. This is what is at stake here.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has been posting videos of himself on the streets of Kyiv, unshaven and wearing military garb. He appears resolved to remain in Kyiv, even as Western officials warn that Russia plans to capture or kill him. You can keep up on all of our Ukraine coverage at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees said Saturday that the Russian invasion of Ukraine could force as many as 4 million Ukrainians to flee their country, spawning one of the worst refugee crises in Europe in more than 70 years. Commissioner Filippo Grandi, as of Saturday morning, said more than 150,000 Ukrainians have crossed into neighboring countries. An estimated 75,000 have crossed into Poland. Grandi tweeted Saturday that the number of displaced refugees within Ukraine is also growing, but his situation makes it difficult to estimate numbers and provide aid. Poland, along with Moldova, Romania, Slovakia, and Hungary, has relaxed COVID-19 border controls to allow in Ukrainians who are fleeing Russian violence. The Polish government declared open borders and said it would not require official documents. YouTube on Saturday barred Russian state-owned media outlet RT and other Russian channels from receiving money for advertisements that run with their videos, similar to a move by Facebook after the invasion of Ukraine. A spokesman for the company said videos from the affected channels will also come up less often in recommendations, and Russian state-owned media outlet RT and several other channels will not be accessible in Ukraine due to a request by the government. Iran's foreign minister said Saturday that the government is studying a rough draft of a deal to revive a 2015 nuclear agreement with major world powers. The deal was hammered out during talks this week in Vienna. All sides have said the talks on bringing the United States back into the agreement after then-President Donald Trump's 2018 walkout have reached a critical stage, and Iran's chief negotiator has been back in Tehran for consultations. The EU has been acting as an intermediary between Iranian negotiators and a U.S. delegation in the absence of U.S. participation in face-to-face talks between Tehran and the remaining parties to the 2015 agreement. Kenya's ruling Jubilee Party endorsed veteran opposition leader Raila Odinga in a presidential election scheduled for August, and appointed rejection of Deputy President William Ruto, who has also announced his candidacy. Former political prisoner Odinga, who is 77, ran his previous four races as an anti-establishment candidate, keen to shake up governance if elected. He's now teamed up, however, with President Uhuru Kenyatta. And a U.S. warship sailed through the sensitive Taiwan Strait on Saturday, part of what the U.S. military calls routine activity. China, however, described it as provocative. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.